I'll be brief, but one or two details, a word of encouragement. As you know, the bulldozers are moving in to where I'm living, so I've had to move. And the whole process is like the Lord from the beginning to the end, just God in control. So, council tenant, they have to bid. They put me on a category, a priority thing. And the enemy has tried to present a counterfeit like he does. The enemy has tried to sort of scupper it, but it's so weak. It was such a, the Lord's in control. So, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the prayers and intercessions. The Lord just made me aware of the right timing of it all at each step. And so the property presented itself, but it was clearly a substitute. But, you know, there's a big difference between being blessed in this walk and a spoiled brat. So I'm not insisting on Taj Mahal or something. Just waiting on the Lord. And I was willing to kind of completely... I'm reminded of Elisha with a bed, wasn't it? A room and a table and a lamp and somewhere I could read my Bible. I'm okay. Praise God. You know, having food and clothing therewith, let us be content. God is just so faithful.
Amen.
You know, on the council website, there's a picture on the top banner, and you're free to do with your gardens as you please, right? So, grass or flowers or a little plant or something. And there's this one that. It's a one-bedroom bungalow. It's really blessed, good quality, great location. And on the actual picture, on the website, there's like a, which I love, like alpines and containers and gravel on the front.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, you know, go for it. Have that one, and I'll put up with. Have just believe, just trust. A couple of days ago, they handed the keys over. I went into the place. All the other gardens have got what they want. And this one, gravel, place for pots, little space out the back. Lord's already given me ideas what to do with it. It's in a good state. It needs a lick of paint, but it's ready to move in. And the Lord's just helping me with the practical arrangements, step by step by step. All the stuff that I have to do, it's quite a stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just teaching me just to rest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there, I'm learning it. Just to trust him for it all. So it's exactly what I wanted. The important thing is, like the space, I've got so much stuff I'm going to have to get rid of it. But they've even got, I was expecting a shoebox. The rooms are almost as big as the ones that I'm in now, so it's more than adequate. They've got built-in wardrobes.
Lovely.
Space. And it's the ones I like. The Lord knows exactly, because it's got, you know, where the proper bar, so they don't bend in the middle there.
Yeah.
Supported.
Yes. Yes.
Every detail of the things that I've asked for. And what's amazed me is that in that process it's been a rest. I've not actually had to strive. Where my head has got into it, the Lord's had to deal with that. But in my heart I've known that step by step, the timing of it, the actual thing of it, the detail of it, the Lord has provided. And I appreciate your prayers and intercessions in that. How the Lord has opened up and worked in this. And so that's the actual provision of it, the physical provision of it, which is a real blessing. But the Lord has put on my heart, and I've not really wanted to say this, because it's easy to say, isn't it? It's what we all want. But I'm convinced from the Lord that we're about to go through a season of open doors. God is going to open doors for the overcomer.
Mm.
in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
I don't just mean what everybody's already doing, their ministry and all of that. That's expected. If you're a charismatic Christian, you'll have doors of ministry. But I believe doors of access and abiding in God's presence, in God's realm, doors will be opened that will make a difference between overcomers and anyone else who can speak in tongues.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna go through things. People have got the thing of Paul's thorn and Job's boils, you know, Job's trials. They made it like denominations, and they call it, they insist that it's sickness.
Yeah.
But all of us are going through that. Whatever trial you're going through is a measure of Job or Paul, but in the context for which you're believing.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So whatever you're going through, that is your measure of that. And it's a warfare between God and Satan for your soul, for your loyalty, for your, well, I can't do this anymore, I'm off, I've had enough. And that's the test. And as long as you're not saying that, keep the knee bowed, God will bring us through. And there are doors opening for the overcomers that will separate the overcomers from all those who think they're overcoming. Now, I'm not just talking about FGA, because we're not elitist. No, there are overcomers all over
the world.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, whoever they are, in whatever group they are at the moment, an overcomer.
Yes.
Is that you're going to see some differences starting to be made. Because, and I'll finish with this, I promise, I've seen a lot of charismatics. God bless them, obviously, God bless them, they're filled with the Spirit. But they can function as long as they're working and doing something and something's happening, and the person who's receiving, I've had a word of the Lord, it's addressed this, it's touched this, I've got a touch from the Lord today, a touch here and a word here and a touch there. As long as that's happening, they're okay.
Yes.
But wilderness, getting it, the cost of getting it directly from the Lord through His word, without a feeling, just ripping us apart because it's exposing all the things that we're ashamed of. There aren't many who can do that. Who will go to the Lord and not to a man, an anointed man. Going to an anointed man is one step up from going to a doctor. You think about it.
Yeah.
But directly waiting on God for the word to do its work. That's a different ball game. Now, there are areas, okay, I know I've just said something, there are areas where we're not in that place yet. But in that acknowledgement, dear brothers and sisters, hold on, because whatever grace God needs to manifest for your faith and for your healing to come together, He will do it. However He's going to manifest it, there's a time for faith. We'll get off those pills, we'll turn our backs on the doctors, and we will be receiving from the Lord directly. He's jealous over us, and He knows our weaknesses, and He's working with that.
Praise God.
And it's just waiting on God that you realise these things.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for His provision, for His timing, for His blessing, His fatherly concern.
Amen.
His touch is over us, and our prayers one for another.
Amen.
One little thing, maybe. Forgive me, friends. Sorry. I didn't abandon. I didn't walk away. Physically, I did. But there were some deep issues, some real, I won't go into so many details, but it threw me on the Lord. And this last year has been a furnace like I can't even begin to describe it. So please, my beloved brethren, don't doubt, you know, where I stand concerning FGA. I threw a paddy. I proper threw a paddy, I threw my rattle out the pram. God had to deal with some things. And it was a furnace. It was a cleansing like I cannot begin to describe. Some things that had to be dealt with that could be dealt with no other way. Sometimes God has to take one aside and give a good scrubbing down and a blow up. And so bear with me, forgive me. I'm praise back.
Lord,
please receive me back in the spirit in which I've come back to serve, to be a blessing, to love. God knows how ugly pride is. I couldn't see it. Every time I looked in the mirror, I saw an angel, but God saw something else. Right. So, forgive me. And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God knows.
Yeah.
New starts, doors opening.
Yes.
And especially with the remnant that's in the Muslims.
Yeah.
Again, God always brings it to me. He's bringing it to us.
Yep.
He's brought me some information more about how they think, about their ideas of sin, salvation, the Trinity, where Mary comes in, and, you know, Son of God, and all that. All useful things that we can know to witness to Muslims. I believe God is now beginning to prepare us for that.
Yep.
There's all this thing of the armour and the specific things. Each one of us has a specific calling. That God is training us for in the use of those things.
Absolutely.
And I believe our witness is part of that.
Yeah.